You talk about those sold-out arenas and used to pretend that you were, you know, a superstar and people were coming to see you. Mm-hmm. How far did that feel when you were driving 2 hours to go work? I mean, that must have been a different universe. Were you still thinking about it then?
Of course, because you have to do that. You have to battle with this. This is the law of attraction. I mean, you have to, in the struggle, you know, when things are going good and you visualize these good things happening, you visualize more good things happening, that's easy. What's not easy to do is when things are going bad and you're visualizing the good stuff. And that was what I was able to do. I was able to, you know, even though I was having these troubles at home, and even though I had no job, no, you know what I mean, or whatever, didn't know what I was doing. If it didn't happen, it didn't happen, but I still was able to feel like it was. I still was able to go into a different, just like use my imagination, like a kid would use his imagination. I was basically just using my imagination. Driving a little my girlfriend's car, a little Peugeot 206, and I was driving that, shaking down the road. And I visualized that, and I swear to God, sitting in the traffic and all, I'm sitting here holding the steering wheel, visualizing a brand new car, and visualizing good things in times of struggle. And that when you can do that, I think that really makes that law of attraction work. I think it really attracts to you more. You know what I mean? Because that is harder to do when you're in the struggle to visualize these things.